Proverbs ends with an acrostic poem. And you saw, I'm going to use an acrostic too. That's why the title was Mother, period, O, period, T, period, H, period, E, period, R, period, S, period. Mothers. The poem honors a virtuous wife and mother. I want to break it up, but first I want to show you some other scriptures that speak of our mothers. A wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. And look how similar that is to another verse that we are very aware of. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. God's hand is upon those godly mothers, those wise women that build their homes. A woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised, Proverbs 14:30. Well, motherly. I love words. I'm a poet. I'm a writer. So words mean a lot to me. So the definitions of words mean a lot to me. Motherly, obviously, you know, it's of relating to or characteristic of a mother. And then matron is actually a very positive word, and yet so often, I think today in our culture, it seems to have a negative connotation, yet it shouldn't. It's a married woman usually marked by dignified maturity or social distinction. A godly wife and mother exhibits wisdom. As mentioned earlier, a wise mother builds her home. So when I think of the M in mother, you can see where I'm going. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. And I know so many of us husbands in here can just say absolutely amen to that. So mother, or M, is for motherly, matron, and then you flip it over, it's for wise also. O is for observant, paying strict attention, watchful, keen, perceptive, careful in observing as rites, laws, or customs, mindful. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. She's very observant to look for those opportunities. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. Why is it that so often those that are most aware of those who are in need are our mothers or women in general? They seem to have a knack for that. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Why, that's for sure. Her husband can, all right, this is, of course, shows, verse 27, shows how tireless she is, seemingly incapable of tiring, indefatigable. Mothers, do you feel that way? Or do you just feel tired? But you are tireless. Then her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She is trustworthy, worthy of confidence, dependable. T is for tireless and trustworthy. So what do we have so far? We have mothers. M is for motherly, matron, and wise. O is for observant. T is for tireless and trustworthy. Well, how about H? Honorable. Deserving of honor, characterized by integrity, guided by a high sense of honor and duty. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Husbands, is that the way you feel about your wife? Amen. This shows that they are extremely hardworking. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. And it's interesting. I know many of you would like to have servant girls, but that is not the case today. So you just work even harder to do the things that are necessary. And obviously, many of those things have changed, but it hasn't lessened your workload. It's interesting. We thought technology would do that. All it did was give you more time to work harder, I think. She is energetic and strong, hard worker. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. Motherly, matron, wise. O, observant. T, tireless and trustworthy. H is for honorable and hardworking. E is for enterprising. Enterprising, marked by an independent, energetic spirit and by readiness to act. An enterprising young reporter. Better would be an enterprising young mother. She is like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plans a vineyard. But you are out there determining, most of you, all the time, what food your family is going to eat. And I don't know where afar is, but I have a feeling you do. And many of you search long and hard to make sure that your family is properly fed. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. Many, many women, many wives overlook the household finances, and they make sure that their family is cared for, especially in Christian homes. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads, and she dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. I know out here many of you do so. Many of you make clothing. Many of you make quilts, bedspreads, etc. Your mothers did that. You've continued the tradition. But one thing all of you do is make sure that your family is warm and cared for. Your children have the clothing that they need. Your husband looks decent most of the time. So we've got mother, motherly, matron, wise, M, O, observant, T, tireless and trustworthy, H is for honorable and hardworking, E is for enterprising, R is for respected. Respect. To consider worthy of high regard. Ladies, we esteem you. We hold you in high esteem. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Those verses are so true in speaking about godly women. Think back over your life, all the godly women that have impacted your life. You hold them in high esteem. You respect them. You respect them because their deeds are publicly worthy of praise. S is for savvy. Savvy is a word that means practical know-how, political savvy, okay? Mom knows how to manage that household. She has children that are of all different types of personalities. And then the biggest kid in the household, she really knows how to manage and take care of, and that's Dad. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. And the call to worship that we had, that Phillips, Craig, and Dean song, reminded me so much of my own mom. I can't tell you how many times I would either come in late or I would get up in the middle of the night and I would see my mom out in the living room. Light would be on, she'd have the Bible open, and she'd be there praying. And I remember asking her at different times, Mom, what are you praying for? Or what are you doing? She says, well, I'm praying for you kids. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates where he sits with the other civic leaders. Men, how many of you can boast that you know you are respected, not just because of what you have done, but because your wife has had a huge hand in what has been accomplished? She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. Mother, M is for motherly, matron and wise. O is for observant. T is for tireless and trustworthy. H is for honorable and hardworking. E is for enterprising. R is for respected. S is for savvy. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Amen. I'm so glad that God placed that in his holy word, just specifically called out the beautiful Christian woman, the beautiful Christian mother. And it's a great reminder. And he put it in his book of wisdom, in Proverbs. Wise are we who recognize the great value of our Christian mothers, wives, and daughters. Amen. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for all that you have given us, and especially on this day, our mothers, our wives, our daughters, the Christian women who have had an impact on our lives. Lord, we are greatly blessed because of these women. Lord God, help us to do as Proverbs has stated, to hold them in great high esteem, to give them honor, Lord, and to be very, very thankful to you for designing things the way that you have. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.